Well, good morning. Thanks for joining us on this somewhat rainy Tuesday morning. Light rain coming down in 52 here at News Radio WJPF at 720. We're expecting partly sunny skies today with a high of 62, and for tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 50. News Radio WJPF time 720. I'm joined in the studio this morning by Illinois Comptroller Leslie Munger. Comptroller, thank you for joining us this morning.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, you have a very busy day today. You're going to be making a few appearances around the area?
I am. I started yesterday in Quincy. Went to the Metro East Market after that in Carbondale last night and today. I'm leaving and heading on to Mount Vernon and Effingham, and then back to Springfield.
Now, today, later in Carbondale, you'll be meeting with attendees and giving remarks at the Carbondale Civic Center. Can you give us just a kind of a brief outline of what we can expect at that event?
You know, I've been traveling the state since I was appointed 3 months ago, talking to local leaders and to officials and not-for-profits heads, really just trying to understand what's going on in the local communities and to tell them about what's happening in the state. So I expect today our discussion will talk a little bit about where we are with the state with respect to bills that need to be paid, what the outlook is for the future, and what kinds of things we need to do to get our fiscal situation turned around in the state.
And what's the consensus opinion of a lot of the citizens that you've spoken to?
I sense such a sense of optimism from people. Honestly, the governor in his budget address talked about a lot of cuts going forward. And I know, I think I tell people it's really the starting point for a lot of negotiation and discussion going forward. But we have to do some of these things to get our budget turned around and to get our state back on a strong fiscal track. And when I talk to all these leaders, everyone understands it. And they're really grateful to finally have some leadership in our state, one that is willing to address the hard issues that everyone knows we have.
Now, you activated Illinois Gives, which is a program which allows state employees and retirees to donate to disaster relief from their paychecks. This was created after the 2013 that ripped through central Illinois, and you activated it for the first time after the tornado which plowed through Ogle and DeKalb counties. Do you have an idea of how many state employees have donated?
Not at this time. Actually, it was just enacted. We just activated it on Friday, so I don't have the update yet. But it actually makes it very easy for people to donate. And also, we have sent out the link for the Red Cross, so that anyone in the state, anyone who wants to donate, can donate back to the Red Cross to help people. But state employees makes it easy through Illinois Gives.
And that money will go towards the Red Cross if it's donated through Illinois Gives?
It does go through. It goes to the Red Cross, and the state employees link will put that money directly toward the counties in Illinois that were just hit by the storms.
Now, what was your first reaction when you were first told that Governor Rauner wanted to appoint you to the position of comptroller?
Very surprised, very, very shocked, but very honored and grateful to have been chosen for this role. I come from a business background. I have 25 years of private sector business experience at Procter & Gamble, McKinsey & Company, and at Helene Curtis. People might not know Helene Curtis, but will recognize the brands I led: Suave Shampoo, Degree Antiperspirant, Finesse Conditioner. And so I bring a long years of business experience to this role. And as a lifelong Illinoisan, really grateful to have an opportunity to put my business skills to work and try and get our state back on a good track.
Now, what was your first impression of how bad the state finances really were when you first got into the position?
You know, it's really interesting. You read all about it in the paper, but until you're there and you start talking to people and understand how much money we owe and how long we've owed it, it really is an eye-opener. We right now, our bill backlog in the state is just under $8 billion. It's roughly a quarter of the state budget. It's a staggering amount of money. You can't believe that we've gotten to this situation. And as we work through trying to get our bills paid with money and cash flow issues, you know, kind of money trickling in. We work very hard to work with individual people we owe and groups that we owe, hospitals, social service providers, schools, to try and put in place a predictable payment stream so that we can't pay them everything we owe them, we can at least pay them on some regular basis so they can budget and plan for it.
Now, you recently authorized the repayments for the child care providers, which were losing money, which was part of that budget sweep to fill the $1.6 billion budget hole in this fiscal year state budget. Are there any other programs that may face certain cuts or non-payments before the end of the fiscal year or potentially at the beginning of next fiscal year?
Well, I think next fiscal year that we're still working on the budget, and so it's hard to speak to that one. This fiscal year, I think the budget hole that was plugged was taken care of with the work done by the governor and the legislature this last month. And I'm really grateful for the legislators that stepped up and worked with the governor. I know they all had some hard votes to take, but it was really important because we were getting phone calls constantly from these groups who had run out of money as a result of the unbalanced budget that was passed last May. We did work very hard to expedite those payments. As soon as that budget was worked out, we worked very carefully with the Department of Human Services to expedite those vouchers and get those vouchers into us so we could get those paid within a few days.
Now, you'll also be appearing in Mount Vernon at 1 p.m. Is that basically the same as what will be going on in Carbondale earlier?
Yes, very similar. Just really trying to meet with people, answer questions, and explain what's going on in the state. I'm working very hard as the chief fiscal officer in the state to really lead an effort to make our government more transparent, more efficient, and more affordable. I just presented our budget to the Senate Appropriations Committee a couple of weeks ago. We looked through everything in our budget and were able to bring forth a budget that has 10% reduction this year versus next, or next year versus this year. And I'm hoping we'll be able to even do a little bit more than that. So I'm trying to talk to people and say, we know these cuts aren't easy. What's been proposed, I'm sure, isn't the final situation. I think there'll be a lot of negotiation. But we all have to lock arms and work together and try and look for ways to be more efficient and to reduce the cost of our government.
Now, what was the consensus reaction from the senators when you presented that fiscal year 2016 budget to them?
I think they were surprised to see us come in at that. But honestly, again, I come from a business background. The governor, in his budget address, asked the officers and the agencies to come up with a 10% cut. So I got my group together and I said, okay, we got to figure this out. What can we do? We had a planning session. We looked for ways to consolidate departments, cross-train people, savings that could be found in a lot of different areas. And in the aggregate, we were able to find 10% reduction. And so I think it's really the responsible thing to do to try and lead on this from our department. And I think they're also grateful that I was able to do it. So
728 News Radio, WJPF, Illinois Comptroller Leslie Munger. Comptroller, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Happy to be here.